Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 161 for Friday, November 27th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Friday morning, seeing a technical correction amid ideas yesterday's late losses were overdone. Canola is up by $3 to over $4, the January contract up $3.80 at $467 per ton. Canola dropped sharply in the final minutes of yesterday's thinly traded session, with the absence of direction from the U.S. market due to the American Thanksgiving holiday likely exaggerating the move, and the Canadian futures were now due for a bounce higher. Sharp weakness in the Canadian dollar relative to its U.S. counterpart was also bullish for canola, making the commodity more attractive to exporters. However, the relatively favorable South American crop prospects did weigh somewhat on values. Canada's large crop is also still overhanging the market, with expectations for upward revisions to the StatsCan production estimates when the latest numbers are released in next week. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded Friday, although there were some bids and offers in barley. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all steady to lower. Soybeans down 1 to 3 cents, the January contract down 2 at $8.73 per bushel. Strength in the U.S. dollar to start the day did cast a bearish tone over the soy market, while the lack of any new weather concerns out of South America also weighed on prices. However, weekly export demand was solid, with over a million tons of U.S. beans sold during the week. Corn was down 2 to 4 cents, the March contract down 4 at $3.69 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn exports topped 2 million tons, which was initially supportive. However, corn was unable to hold on to any gains, with losses in wheat dragging the market lower. Wheat was down 6 to 10 cents, the March contract in Chicago down 8 at $4.80 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat exports of only 300,000 tons were below trade guesses and highlighted the fact that U.S. wheat continues to have troubles finding a home in the global market. U.S. markets will close early today, and many participants are already taking an extended Thanksgiving holiday. That could lead to some choppy activity and larger price swings before the close. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, November 27th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.